course, a hay above. Mm-hmm. The person, of course, who was keeping both horses and cattle would probably have a hayloft, mm-hmm. you know, even if he had just a horse operation, perhaps. Mm-hmm. That neither horse barn that I knew of had a hayloft, however.
Did they have any place else where they kept the hay?
Yeah, uh-huh, but they didn't have a particular name for it.
Okay.
And usually some kind of arrangement, a vat of some kind, is easy for humans to get to, but hard for horses to get into, where grain was kept.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they're thinking about the cattle barns now, that goes back so far that I can remember mainly the hay, because we used to like to hide in the hay, you know, and that was up in the loft. I cannot remember any specific parts of it. I can remember you had a corral
mm-hmm.
for a cattle barn outside the barn,
mm-hmm.
and that you usually had a ramp
mm-hmm.
You know, so you could go the cattle up onto trucks,
mm-hmm.
and it usually had some kind of, I don't know what they called it, but then some kind of squeeze type device where you could squeeze, get the cow or bull's head through it, squeeze it down. I hope it wasn't meant to kill them, but they didn't tell me if it was. What I always imagined it was to get them to hold still while they gave it an injection or something like that, or artificially inseminated a cow or something like that. I just didn't know, but that seemed to be part of it. But I really don't know any names or anything like that.
Any of those other things?
No.
Well, you say you got a cattle barn and a horse barn. Is there any special name for a horse barn that you know of?
Well, of course, we call it stables, generally.
Stables.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But then we refer to it, like say when we're out riding, they refer to it as heading back to the barn.
Uh-huh.
Sort of the whole area around the barn,
mm-hmm.
at least among the people I rode with, was referred
mm-hmm.
to as a stable.
As a stable.
But then the building itself, which housed the horses, and in which the tack room was found, and the grooming area,
mm-hmm.
Where the hay was kept, the grain, all of that was mm-hmm. known as the barn.
Your knowledge of that was essentially as somebody from the city who would go out in the country to go ride.
Partially, uh-huh. And that, of course, that these, with the exception of one of these farms,
mm-hmm.
that they were for people who lived in cities
mm-hmm.
and kept horses out in the country.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that it's sort of, even then, the crossover between the city and the country.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
What about, let's go to cow barns, back to cow barns a minute. Do you know, was there a, maybe you wouldn't even know about this, is there a place outside the barn where the cows are milked? Is there any special name for that, or do you know of any
no,
place
uh-huh.
like that? Okay.
That I think of the milking shed,
mm-hmm.
because I've heard the term milking shed,
mm-hmm.
but then I don't know if there really is a term for it or anything like that. There might really be a part of a barn called a milking shed, but
uh-huh.
I don't know for sure.
Uh-huh. But no place where maybe cows are staked or panned or anything like that for milking.
I can't think of any particular name.
Okay. Well, what about hogs then? Where do